Shark Bites, written by Scott Jordan, narrated by Kyle Brock. Shark Bites by Scott Jordan. For entrepreneurs everywhere. Disclaimer: the author and interview participants of this book do not represent nor claim to represent the views of ABC, Shark Tank, or Mark Burnett Productions. All copyrights and trademarks, including ABC and Shark Tank, are the property of their respective owners. Opinions are solely those of the writers. Moreover, none of the above have anything whatsoever to do with this book. Our lawyers made us say this, but it is true. All profits from the sale of this book benefit charity. Foreword by Rob Merlino, Shark Tank Blog. The American dream is ingrained in our culture. The notion that anyone can build a better mousetrap and create wealth and success for themselves, regardless of their background or upbringing, is an integral part of American life. From the most powerful CEO to the lowest criminal, nearly everyone in our society has the entrepreneurial bug. Whether it's a kid selling lemonade out in front of her house, a college student trying to develop the latest app, or a guy designing and selling innovative clothing, the idea that a person can create success for themselves is a basic human and largely American trait. Shark Tank premiered when the country was going through tough times, and many were losing faith in the dream. With the bank crisis of the late 2000s, the perceived unfriendly climate toward business, rampant unemployment, and the exodus of manufacturing and R&D jobs to foreign soil, many Americans lost some hope for the future. One thing we did not lose is the idea that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have not lost the American dream. The idea that anyone, through their own efforts, can pull themselves up and make their lives better. When the Founding Fathers crafted the Declaration of Independence, their notion of happiness was meant in an economic sense. They believed everyone should have the right to pursue a better economic reality for themselves by creating businesses, communities, and industries. This is why Shark Tank appeals to the American public. It's an hour-long, weekly affirmation that the American dream is alive and well. The TV show is part entrepreneurial voyeurism, part game show, part business lesson, and 100% entertaining. Stand-up paddleboard merchant Steven Arstall from Season 3's Tower Paddleboards called the Shark Tank a master's-level business class in negotiation. While the viewer only gets a small glimpse of the actual negotiations, what we do see sparks conversations about negotiating and business. Whether it's a true representation of how businesses negotiate venture capital deals is debatable, but the show gives us a close-up look at the aspirations of American entrepreneurs in a forum that makes for compelling television. Critics say Shark Tank fosters a wantrepreneurism culture that uses the implied infallibility of the sharks to create an illusion of pseudo-dependency on the entrepreneur-shark relationship. Even the opening credits say entrepreneurs are looking to the sharks to start, grow, or save their businesses. Many businesses did get started on Shark Tank. Many have grown. Some may have even been saved. But believing a shark will magically make a bad business good is folly. Reality television shows, a genre that first appeared in mass less than 20 years ago, now litter the TV landscape. What makes Shark Tank unique within the reality TV genre is the participants, i.e. the entrepreneurs pitching the sharks, have a vested interest in continuing to tell their story long after their segment airs, especially since the show went into syndication. After all, they have a product to sell and a business to run. Nearly all of the entrepreneurs I spoke to over the years truly believed in their businesses and believed they would grow and prosper. Win or lose, nearly every single entrepreneur I spoke to who appeared on the show claimed their Shark Tank appearance accelerated the process. Businesses that get and close a deal with a shark have something far more valuable than any shark's cash. They get the benefit of access to continued exposure. A deal with a shark assures continued television appearances on morning news and talk shows, business shows, even Shark Tank's own spinoff, Beyond the Tank. One thing is certain, staying out in front of a mass TV audience over time builds brands faster and sells more products. While many businesses manage to create and maintain that level of exposure for themselves, the ease of access Sharks' business partners have to mass media is an unquantifiable benefit. Shark Tank, as both business vehicle and entertainment, will likely continue to draw viewers as long as the stories of the entrepreneurs are compelling and the Sharks continue their bombastic banter during pitches. More than 50% of viewers tune in to see the Sharks give it to would-be business partners. As Arlene Badishil from Season 3's Go Go Gear said, "The Sharks are the stars. The entrepreneurs are the props." This prurient display of venture capitalism entertains in a unique way, as evidenced by the increasing number of copycat shows seeking to cash in on the Shark Tank effect, and by the long runs of its predecessors in Japan, the UK, and Canada. Shark Tank, like other TV shows with long runs, will need to maintain its edge to stay relevant. As soon as the interactions between sharks and entrepreneurs seem contrived, or the quality level of businesses declines, the show will lose its appeal. For now, it seems the entrepreneur is becoming the new rock star, and the interest in business and entrepreneurship is at an all-time high. This bodes well for Shark Tank and for those seeking to leverage its popularity by appearing on the show. Interest in the backstories will continue to grow, ratings will stay high, and many businesses will get unparalleled exposure by prostrating themselves to a slickly edited 8-minute dissection of their business. Shark Tank is reality TV at its best. Just remember that it is 90% TV and 10% reality. Rob Merlino owns and writes the Shark Tank blog, an independent website that chronicles the businesses that appear on Shark Tank, provides insights into the show, and publishes interviews with many of the entrepreneurs who appear. Visit him at www.sharktankblog.com. Important things to realize about Shark Tank. The sharks are smart, savvy, and not on the show primarily to make investments. They're there to boost their personal brands. Can you really blame them? The sharks each make about $30,000 per episode based on some leaked emails of Mark Cuban's negotiations with producers. Contrary to popular belief, the sharks really have no knowledge of the businesses presented to them until the cameras start rolling. They make all their decisions on the spot. Many deals that are made on the air are never finalized after filming. It happens much more often than viewers expect. Introduction. Shark Bites by Scott Jordan. Season 3, Episode 7. If you have ever watched Shark Tank and wondered if you could be on the show and how it could change your life, this is the book to read. ABC Shark Tank has reached that rare status where it is no longer just a TV show, it's part of American pop culture. They've been spoofed on Saturday Night Live, won Emmy Awards, entered into daily syndication on CNBC, and even have a spin-off series Beyond the Tank. The concept for the show came from the Dragon's Den in Japan and has expanded to the UK and other international markets, both before and after the success of the US version of the show. While you may not know all the trivia around the show, chances are, if you're reading this now, you're familiar with the concept. A panel of exceptionally successful business people are pitched on a business idea by an entrepreneur, and the sharks decide whether they will invest in the business or not. The whole scene is played out for several businesses over the course of the one-hour broadcast. I was one of those entrepreneurs pitching to the sharks. If you're a fan of the show, you may remember my episode and me. Without mincing words, my appearance was damn good television. Partly because things got very heated, and mostly because the exchange between the sharks and me was very dynamic. Unlike many people who appear on the show, my business already had a solid track record for over a decade, and my goal was to get it to the next level and to expand my brand. The sharks truly have no idea what they're about to be pitched. So the sharks did not know what to expect. An aggressive ad campaign by ABC led that episode to be the highest rated up to that point, and it's often called out as one of the most memorable. As contentious as it may have appeared in the final edit, I actually had a great time on the show. After filming ended, most of the sharks were gracious, and we had built an interesting rapport and mutual respect over the course of the filming. After airing, Mark Cuban and I exchanged tweets that walked the line between a debate and a wrestling match, but for the most part, we've just agreed to disagree. It's all good. Shark Tank was an overwhelmingly positive experience for me and for my company, and I am not alone in this sentiment. As a Shark Tank contestant, I have special access to other Shark Tank contestants. We have closed Facebook groups and each other's direct email addresses. That's a very active online community of people who have appeared on Shark Tank, and people are exchanging help, ideas, and questions every day. Whether they got a deal on Shark Tank or not, the experience has brought us together. For some, going on Shark Tank felt like a battle. For others, it was a dream come true. I've met, online and in person, a number of other Shark Tank contestants, and even collaborated on some projects with them. They all share that same entrepreneurial spark and drive, and the same desire to make their businesses a success. Their stories are overwhelmingly positive, too. The spin of this book. This book is all about how Shark Tank has changed the lives of dozens of entrepreneurs who have appeared on the show. First, I walk you through my own experiences, since I can speak to them very specifically. How I got on the show, what it felt like to be waiting in the wings and under the hot lights, what it did for my business, and more. I have a reputation for being utterly transparent, and those sections of this book will not disappoint if you want to know what it is like, blow by blow, to be on Shark Tank. With multiple seasons, well over 100 episodes, and contracts for dozens more episodes already signed, Shark Tank has not only touched the lives of its millions of viewers, but hundreds of contestants. Using my special access, I reached out to everyone who has appeared on the show who participates in these special groups, and I asked them a series of very direct questions about their experience on Shark Tank. Many replied, and their unvarnished answers appear in part 2 of this book. Some asked to remain anonymous, but most were not only willing to share their stories, but also the details of their experiences while the cameras were rolling, and after the episodes aired. What struck me in reading through their stories was how everyone's experience was both very similar and very different at the same time, and how everyone took different lessons from their experience. Some have seen their entire lives changed for the better after Shark Tank, and others experienced their 15 or 3 minutes of fame and went back to life as usual. Now that the opening credits have rolled, let's start the show. CEO and founder Scott Evest and Tech Technology-enabled clothing, as seen on ABC Shark Tank Season 3, Episode 7. www.scottevest.com. Disclaimer. The author and interview participants of this book do not represent nor claim to represent the views of ABC, Shark Tank, or Mark Burnett Productions. All copyrights and trademarks, including ABC and Shark Tank, are the property of their respective owners. Opinions are solely those of the writers. Moreover, none of the above have anything whatsoever to do with this book. Our lawyers made us say this, but it is true. All profits from the sale of this book benefit charity.